Hey there, and welcome to this episode of the Green Wife Happy Life podcast, where my husband Rob and I, Pam, the Green Wife, talk about like our average everyday family life and the low effort eco-friendly tweaks that I make to our existing like daily routine. So I'm Pam, the Green Wife, and this is Rob,
who has a happy life.
Who has a happy life. Yes.
With a fish above my head, in case you're wondering.
Yes, there it is.
All right, go ahead.
Unless you're not watching the video.
Right.
And then you can't see it.
Right.
Okay, so this week, because we have Thanksgiving coming up next week, I wanted to talk about Thanksgiving and some things that you can think about that can make it a little more eco-friendly. I know it's, for some people, a little bit of a stressful time anyway, just with preparing and food and family can be stressful. So I want to talk about two things specifically. I want to talk about the road trips, because this is what I think when I think of Thanksgiving and stuff that we're going to do. Road trips, how to make those more eco-friendly, and like hosting, you know, at home. And
so So with all the stress of Thanksgiving, you're going to tell these people how to make it less stressful, or is this going to make it even more stressful for
them?
It's
going to make it more eco-friendly.
More stressful.
Okay. No.
Go ahead.
That's the point. It's low effort, not stressful.
All right.
Just do what I say and you don't have to think about it.
Right.
Okay. So first of all, so we are going to go on a road trip. We're going to go to New Jersey. And so it's not a short trip. Like, so, you know, so a couple of things that you can think about as you're planning your road trip or getting ready for it.
Okay.
Are, well, I always think, what do you think we need in the car to go on a road trip?
Booze.
Okay.
A few beers.
Okay. How about for the drivers or the underage people in the car?
I think maybe some snacks.
Snacks, drinks, right. Okay.
Yeah.
So we're beyond the age of needing like, you know, card games and like drawing and kids activities.
Well, they just play on their phone the whole time.
They just play on their phone, but they still want to eat and drink. So,
right.
Okay. So just think about the things that you're bringing in the car. Like if you can plan ahead and use your reusable water bottle or reusable bottle of some sort with whatever beverage you want to have. I mean, it'll stay cold, which is great. And depending on how long your trip is, last a while. And then so reusable water bottle and then snacks, you know, try to plan ahead a little bit if you can. I know it's probably stressful to get out of the house, but like use a reusable container and, you know, dump some snacks, like maybe even like a little, you know, thing for each person so that everybody has their own container and they can even make their own if they're old enough. They can decide what they want.
Like, okay.
Do they want grapes? Do they not want fruit? Do they want veggies? Do they want Doritos or Hot Cheetos? It's up to them,
okay.
Right?
Yeah, yeah.
So those are two things. And then in the car, you know, usually we make a road stop, a pit stop, and so then you end up with some trash or whatever, or we don't plan ahead. But try to, you know, instead of dumping it all at the gas station, like trash can, try to like maybe have a bag for trash in the car and a bag for like recyclables. So when you get to your destination, or if the gas station has a recycling bin,
you can sort.
You're already sorted. So
yeah.
Just two, like you can, any simple bag. So those are a couple really easy things you can do on your road trip just to make it a little more eco-friendly. So you're not dumping a bunch in the trash.
Right, right.
That's
I also think you are the self-appointed like collector in the car of that stuff. So maybe you have to appoint somebody.
Yeah, I mean, it's probably easier that way. Or somebody has to kind of take charge and say, okay, this is for trash. This is for recyclables.
Right.
Can we please play along and not put our stuff in the trash can?
Yeah.
So that's easy.
Okay.
That's not stressful. Okay. So then it gets a little more stressful when you're add the family part into it. So there's either, you're either hosting it at home or you're going to someone's house. So we're going to someone's house, like I said, we're road tripping, but we're also helping with the food. So, you know, sometimes you want to bring a gift to the hostess, right? So think about a gift that's maybe eco-friendly, like maybe this is, you want to hand up some cloth napkins to them that you could use at the dinner table that night that, you know, maybe they'll reuse or not. But anyway, it's a great time to break out your cloth.
Oh yeah.
Napkins, right?
Yeah.
Or you could give them like a homemade treat or a nice candle, a beeswax candle that's, you know, non-toxic. Or just wine.
Right.
Or just alcohol, which is, of course.
Wait, you don't think they're going to be offended by us showing up with our cloth napkins?
I don't. I'm, you know,
we're okay with
offended.
They're family.
Maybe confused. Maybe like, why are you bringing me these? And then I would probably explain. But you know, that's me. So.
All right.
So it's just think of, if you're thinking, oh, I got to bring a gift.
Oh, got it.
To the hostess.
Yeah. Then, what about like a centerpiece?
Yeah, so like regular real flowers, you know, things that aren't going to produce a lot of waste, I guess is kind of like the point.
Yeah.
So, okay, so those are hostess gifts. And then if you're hosting at home, so obviously this is a great time to break out your real, you know, silverware, dish, you know, dishes, all that kind of stuff. I mean, if you're having a huge group and, you know, you don't want to break, it's going to be a lot of washing dishes, then and you want to go with disposables, do you remember what the options are?
Yeah, yeah. We're going to go with things you wash, basically, and not throw away.
Things you wash. And if you want to go with disposable, you
then
can
it's
go
bamboo
with,
or something like bamboo made plates. Out of natural things.
Yeah, like, so there's lots of options besides plastics.
Right.
If you want to go disposable because it's a lot of work to, like, wash all the dishes. So,
right.
Yeah.
Right. And, yeah, and just think about the things you are putting on your table that get thrown out, like what about compost?
Yeah, so well, that's also on the list. So real plates, real napkins are things that aren't plastic if you're going disposable. Do you have any guess how much food waste is thrown away every year? Don't look at my screen. In the US.
So much. Like a lot.
Okay, that's not a number.
I don't even know. Is it like tons?
Yes.
If you go tons?
Yes.
It's got to be close to 150,000 tons.
Okay, the statistic I have, which I believe is 50 million tons.
50 million. I meant to say million.
Yeah.
Tons.
50 million tons of food waste, not just for Thanksgiving, but over the course
of
the year.
Oh, I thought it was just Thanksgiving.
Sorry, sorry.
Yeah, go ahead. I
didn't qualify that for you. Anyway, it's a lot of food waste. A lot of food gets thrown away, if you think about it. I mean, a lot. And Thanksgiving is, you know, it's about, obviously, about giving thanks, but a lot of it is about the food. So if you can do, I'm really bad at this, but like doing your best to try to plan how much food you're buying for how many people you're feeding. Again, I think that's really hard. So, but, you know, kind of be prepared with containers that you can either freeze your stuff in or send people home with leftovers, right? Mm-hmm. Like, I know you love leftovers.
I love leftovers.
So reusable containers, like you can get BPA-free, freezer-safe, like reusable zip-top bags. So they're not plastic. They're not Ziploc bags that get thrown away, which actually can be recycled, but that's another story. So those are really, you can find at like Home Goods is a great place to find those. Target has them, like they're, you know, reusable silicone zip top bags.
Okay,
so,
got it.
You know, prepare yourself with those, like have those ready either for you to freeze stuff or for you to say, hey, here's your, you know, goodie reusable bag.
Give everybody some potatoes and stuffing to go home with.
Yeah.
All right.
So be prepared with that, like have it ready to roll.
Right.
And then, you know, everybody gets a doggy bag in a reusable, eco-friendly
perfect
bag.
Yeah.
Right. And then that's like a gift to them too. Then they have their own reusable set of bags to use. So, and then yes, composting is another option when it comes to getting rid of food waste, which we could talk about on another episode because that's kind of, you got to prepare for that. I mean, you can either have somebody pick it up and pay every week, or you can, depending on where you live, and then, or you can start your own compost bin, which we've done both.
Yeah.
We do both. So sort of. So just a couple things to think about in terms of Thanksgiving and, you know, of course, give thanks for the resources of the planet.
Oh, nice. Okay. I like the idea. We have a plan to get up there. So we have an eco-friendly plan road trip. And also once we're there, and even once we're leaving.
Yeah.
Yeah. All right, good.
Yes. So, yeah, just a couple things to think about that you can slide into what you were already doing and do it a little more eco-friendly.
Perfect. Yeah.
So, okay, since Rob is infamous for bad dad jokes, we like to ask him.
It's kind of hard to come up with one for Thanksgiving. You want one that has to do with recycling? How about this one? I used to throw out a lot of stuff that could be recycled on Thanksgiving, but then I just stopped. I went cold turkey.
Okay, we're going to give you more time.
All right.
Okay, so.
Oh, wait, why does the, why is the turkey always the, likes to play the drums in the band? Because he brings his own drumsticks.
Oh.
All right.
Okay.
But I'm bump.
Right.
All right, got it.
There you go. Okay. So quick eco tips for Thanksgiving. I hope you guys have a great holiday, and we will see you on the next episode. Thanks, guys.